Good morning, and thank you so much for calling Omax Health. My name is Shani. May I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
19083.
Okay, thank you for that. And I do apologize for the delay. I'm trying to get this information updated in the system, okay?
What information?
I'm trying to get your zip code to pull up your account.
Okay.
And I certainly do apologize about that. Can you give me your zip one more time, please?
19083.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Susan, last name NACCHIO.
All right, Ms. Susan, can you verify your address for me, please?
1235 Dill Road, Havertown, Pennsylvania.
Okay, and thank you for that verification. I do see here that you were getting an Omax Ultra Pure 2-month subscription. And how can I help you?
Okay, I had canceled the product because I had lost my job, and I told them I would not be able to pay. So I get my credit card bill, and it's showing a charge of $48, another charge of $109.85. Now, when I called, they had sent one to cancel, they said the shipment had already gone out, the $48 shipment, mm-hmm. but they would take $24 off of that.
Yes, ma'am, and I am showing that was credited back for you.
Right, and that's what I see on the credit card, and that's fine, but the shipment for $48 and the next one for $109.85, I do not want, I told them I would not be able to pay for it because I lost my job.
Okay, you said there was a charge on there for $109.85?
Yes.
That's not coming from Omax.
Well, it says Omax Health on my credit card, and then it's showing...
What is the billing date?
10/27.
Okay, the last date that I have for you as far as being charged, you were billed the $48 on October the 7th, but I'm showing they did issue a $24 credit back to your account. Now, as far as any future billing, I don't have any other charges on this account. And you said that the billing is saying Omax Health for their $100-something charge?
Well, first of all, I had called back in September when I still had my job. I called to reorder, and they said, oh, it just got shipped out, and I never got it. And then I kept calling, and then they said, oh, it's out of stock. Then somebody said the quality of the product, they couldn't, they had something wrong with the quality, and they were holding off all shipments. I mean, it's been such a runaround. And then when I lost my job, I'm like, I'm done. So I don't know if somehow, because they had canceled my order incorrectly back in September, if they reopened another order and that's why you're not seeing it, and maybe they, I don't know what happened, but all I know is at this point I should only be getting a bill for $24, which
right.
isn't even.
Because right? I'm not showing any other additional charges at all.
Okay, so then I.
So you might want to call your car company to verify that $100-something charge is coming from Omax. Because I don't see any additional accounts in your name.
And it's also when I had told them I didn't want the product, instead of taking the whole thing off, they said, well, we'll take $24 off, which is actually ridiculous. if someone can't pay for the product and doesn't want it, they should have taken the whole 48 off, not 24. So is there some kind of a supervisor I can talk to? Because it's on here, and I knew they would mess this up. So is there anyone higher up that I can just talk to so you don't have to deal with this situation?
Sure. If you don't mind, if I place you on a brief hold really quickly, let me get an answer to that question for you, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And give me just a couple moments, Miss Susan, okay?
Okay, and another thing I didn't tell you, no sooner when I called to cancel it, the next week I got 4 boxes shipped to me. That's what all these charges are, when I told them I didn't want it. So I don't know what's going on there, but I have no time to return what I got, and I just need to have this, you know, straightened out here.
All right, let me place you on a brief hold really quickly, okay?
Okay.
All right, Ms. Susan, I do appreciate your patience. What I'm going to do right now is go ahead and get that other remaining part of that refund issued for you, okay?
Okay, so that would be the $48 on 10/26, the $109.85.
Okay, I don't have a charge for the $100-something. The only thing that I have is the $48. Now, you were refunded the $24, which was the 50% of that. I'm reissuing
yes.
The remaining, which is another $24.
Okay. When you do that, can I still speak to someone else who's in charge so I can address that $109.85? Because, like I said, no sooner did I cancel than the next week I get all these boxes mailed to me, and I knew they were going to charge me, and I knew it would be a problem.
Okay. Are you sure that that's not coming from a different company?
No, I have the box. No, it's not. It's
okay.
Comac.
Because I don't even have.
That's why I'm thinking when they canceled my order and they reopened a new order, either they maybe left a middle initial out, they did something. And I had actually, every time I called in the last 6 months, I kept saying, did they sell this company? Because the customer service was ridiculous. It was so, everything was so different. And I felt it was a very shady, becoming very shady. And now that I'm seeing this
$109.48. So I appreciate you crediting the $24 that's left.
Yes, ma'am. But that $109 charge, I don't have that at all on this account. And you said it was billed on the 27th?
And I got two small boxes and a larger box. $109.85, it says $10.26. And I don't know what to tell you. The outside of the box says OMAX. It's got the OMAX box in it with the receipt on there. Can I give you there's some kind of an order number, order info, so you could see it?
Yeah, let me go ahead and finish up with this part of giving out the refund for you, and then I'll go ahead and get that information so that way I can check and see the order number on that, see if I can find an account for that.
Right. Believe me, it's out there.
All right, Ms. Susan, I certainly do appreciate your patience. I did go ahead and get that additional remaining $24 updated to get that refund for you. It will take about 3 to 5 business days to go ahead and receive that refund. But now let's go ahead and see if we can find this secondary account. What is the order number?
Okay, this is $109.85. So the order number is, it gives a GLF number. Is that what? Because it's OM1919862. And then they have, now that's called a GLF number, but then they have the order ID.
Okay, what's that?
It's 83-4246-88780- C as in cat, T as in Tom, Y008.
No, that's not giving me any information at all on that one.
Okay, how about they have a component, whatever that means, a PIC number?
Not familiar with that either.
Okay, it's on the OMAX receipt. Product name, OMAX 3, preferred customer, 3-month supply, order. So order ID doesn't come up. I don't know what else on here. How about the PICK number?
Is it 8 digits?
Yes.
Give me that.
Oh, it's 7. It's 3393. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 3. It's only 7. You need an 8-digit number.
Let's try it.
Okay.
You said 3393.
Okay, let me start again. 339-3343. So, in all the boxes they sent me, this GLF number is different in all three, on the receipt on all three.
Do you have more than one email address?
I don't give my email address.
Okay.
And the order number is different in all three boxes. So they sent...
Okay, give me your zip one more time. Let me see if I can pull it up.
19083.
And I'm not pulling up any additional addresses for you.
Well, could it be because they can't? I told them I was canceling.
Even if you canceled, it'll always keep a record.
Well, something. See, that's another reason.
The very last charge that I do have for you, again, is going to be.
So on this receipt, there is nothing that can help you. That's what I don't know.
The order ID would be 7 digits.
It says.
Let me try again by the web ID. It's going to be that long number that you gave me again. Hold on 1 second. Just 1 second. I got to get back to my other screen.
I can't believe they won't allow you to trace an order ID number.
And it is traceable, but the only thing about it is, you know, now we do have different companies that actually sell our OMAX products themselves. So now that could be a possibility that you probably inadvertently ordered our OMAX products from another company.
All right, this one is saying Lewiston, Maryland, or Maine.
Now, see, we're in Maine. We're out of Lewiston, Maine.
41 Canal Street. Lewiston.
Give me that web ID number again. It was that long one with the letters at the end of it.
Okay, 8342-46-88780. Dash C as in cat, T as in Tom, Y as in yellow, 008. The number 8.
Okay. So you said 834246-88780 CTY008.
Yes. And all these boxes are from the Maine, 41 Canal Street, Maine, and they all have a different order ID number. Oh, boy.
And do you mind if I place you on a brief hold really quickly?
Okay,
thank you. I appreciate your patience.
Yeah, because I'll have to get it with supervisor, so you don't have to.
Yeah, that's exactly who I'm about to get.
Yeah.
So we can figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Give me just a moment, okay?
All right. Thank you.
And bear with me just another moment, Ms. Susan. Me and the supervisor going over your account, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Ms. Susan, I certainly do apologize. I was able to go ahead and find that actual charge for the $109.85. This was for the OMAX 3.
Okay, yeah.
So yeah, the order was placed on 1026. And I'm not sure why it wasn't attached with the other charge. I think it was paid with a different card number. That's why I didn't have it in here. But in order to go ahead and issue that refund, we'll need to get those products back.
Now, when I called before, I said, when they had already sent me, they sent me three boxes, and I said, I don't want to go to a post office and return it. They said, oh, you don't have to return it. We'll just take it off because I'm not taking this product. I don't want any parts of it.
Okay, now for the actual ones, Ms. Susan, that they were letting you know that you didn't have to return, that was the one that they billed you the $48 for, being that it had already shipped out. That's why they gave you a 50% refund, being that it had already shipped. This particular product here, this is something different. Did you speak with the customer service agent about the $109.85 charge at that time?
Well, I just got my credit card bill. But
okay, so you're just seeing the charge. Is that correct?
Right. So
okay.
When I canceled the product, suddenly I got three boxes shipped out to me.
Right, and I'm not sure as to, I'm showing that the order was placed on 1026.
Well, I called on 1021 to cancel it. So, and I have everything.
Right, you said 1021, but this order was originally placed on the 26th.
Right, well, if I canceled it.
You didn't cancel because you said you called on the 21st.
And then I called again on the 26th, and they told me, oh, it was already shipped out.
Okay.
We'll take it off.
And this is where the misunderstanding has come in. When you called in on the 26th and they looked at the account, the same account that I pulled up for you, Ms. Susan, the first time, they could only see the charge of the one that was the $48. So they had already showed that shipped, so they did give you a 50% refund of that charge. Now, this particular one here, you weren't aware about at the time when you called in, nor was the agent.
Right.
So this particular account was never discussed at all until today.
So they shipped out. It doesn't make sense because, anyway, I don't want this product. I can't pay for it. So now you took the additional $24 off.
Yes, that's for the other one. But as far as this one right now, the account that I do have in front of me for the $109.85 for the OMAX 3, this is the account that I'm handling now.
There's an additional $48, which is the second box they sent me, and that's also dated 1026. So the one that you're crediting, that's dated 1027. For some reason, on 1026, they sent me $48, and then they sent me $109.85. So it was I knew it was going to be messed up. I knew it.
Okay, hang on just a second. Let me go. We're going to pause on this 10985, and then we'll go back to the original account. All right, the original one, let's see.
Okay. So when you say original, talking about the original.
The first account, this is the one that's the two-month subscription for the OMAX 3. You were originally billed on October the 7th. The account was closed. Let me go down to the notes. Okay, the account was officially closed. This particular account here was closed on the 29th, and that's when they issued the 50% refund for the $24. This was on October the 29th.
I called the 27th, and so by the time it got through, it comes up as the 29th.
Okay.
But she gave me
no call on the 27th at all. The next verification time that you call, let's see, was on the 26th. Because you called in, brought your order. Your card was about to expire at that time. No further discussion. Then I see you called in on the 29th.
Where they
gave you the tracking number.
She gave me a cancellation, yeah.
Well, actually, on the 29th, they gave you the tracking number first. And then, let's see, they canceled the auto shipment, but it had already shipped out. So then they canceled. The same day, you called in twice. One to verify that the order was sent, and then you called back in to cancel. And you explained your situation. Then that's when they issued the 50% refund for the $24 that you received on there.
Okay.
And then after the 29th, there's no further conversation other than today when I did go ahead and issue the remaining 50% refund for the $48. Now, as far as any additional charges of $48 on there, Ms. Susan, I don't have.
Okay. So I have a 48 and a 109.85. The 48 is dated 10/26.
Right. And the 48, you might as well say it's fully refunded because you got the first 50 and then I just reissued the second remaining balance.
Right,
now
but on my credit card, that's coming through as 10/27.
Right, it's probably going to be a day behind or a day or two behind because it has to pin and then hard post.
Okay, so on 10/27, they charged me $48, and on 10/29, they did a $24 credit.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two dates that you just adjusted for me. 10/27.
Yes, ma'am.
10/26, they sent me $48, charged me, and then that's where they charged me the $109.85.
Okay. Now we're on the 10985 account. Let's see. And is all of these charges coming from Visa ending in 9175?
Yeah, the card never changed, just the expiration date changed.
Mm-hmm.
So the card number did not change.
Okay, because I have this was placed on the updated card information because your expiration date is 08/23.
Okay.
Now, again, in order to get this refunded, we'll need to get those products back.
Okay. So how do I ship them back? I opened the box to look at the receipt. Now this receipt, it says at the bottom, a return merchandise off and a copy of this packing slip is required for authorization return.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you a return merchandise number.
Okay, so this is for the 109.
Right.
Okay, what is the number?
Okay, just one moment. It's going to be 27642.
Wait, I'm sorry. Start that again.
27642.
It's a five-digit number.
Correct.
Okay. So, I take a copy of this slip, put it in the box.
Mm-hmm. Write that RMA number on there and go ahead and mail it back. And once we do get that return back, you'll be refunded your remaining balance.
Okay. So it, all right. And it goes to 41 Canal Street. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is an inconvenience.
I'm sorry about this, Miss Susan.
Oh, it's nothing to do with you. It's just this company is becoming very shady as far as I'm concerned.
I'm sorry about that, because this is not a normal instance that happens. I assure you that.
Well, like I said, it has nothing to do with you. You're just the one that answered the phone. Okay. $48 charge, not the one that you did the credit, the second box. Because I got a total of three boxes shipped to me. The second box for $48. Ship date 10/27. I also want to return that one. So what is
the one on 10/27? You were only billed $48 once. I don't have a second one.
Okay, here we go again.
I know.
I give you...
Hold on 1 second.
It's got to be out there under a different. I never heard of such a thing where the order number you can't locate. Like, this company is ridiculous.
And I do apologize, Miss Susan.
If I did have a job, if I get a job, I'll never order from them again, because everything is so, they're so hard to deal with, and everything seems very shady. I never saw a company where something was so hard to get something refunded that was a big mix-up anyway. So now you're trying to locate the $48, which was ordered on 10/27/20 and shipped on 10/27/20.
Okay, and I'm showing here as well. Now, as far as getting the products back, and I do apologize, I gave you misinformation, Ms. Susan. They do not want those products back, and that's just due to health and sanitary reasons. Now, I can go ahead and issue back a 50% refund of that $99.90 charge and let you go ahead and keep those products if you'd like.
No, that's not going to work. But you did find the $48 one.
I haven't gone back to that one yet. Let me go ahead and issue that full refund for the $99.90 charge for you, Ms. Susan. So don't worry about sending those back, okay?
Okay. That's what the other person told me. They said, you don't ship.
And I
down,
just had to get the verification for that. And I do apologize for that misinterpretation that I gave you.
I said this. You're
but again, this does not normally happen, Ms. Susan. And I appreciate your patience and bearing with me. Now, again, you said you had a charge for 10/27. Is there an order ID number with that one?
Wait, what charge for what did you say?
The secondary $48 charge that you're saying that you're seeing. Because the one that was up on 10/27, that $48 charge, we got that one fully refunded. It was initially first 50% refund, and then I issued the remaining balance. So you said you're seeing a secondary charge of $48 as well?
Yes, for 10/26. The 10/27 one is the one that you took care of. There's a 10/26 charge for $48 and 10/26 for $109.85.
So, okay. Everything on 10/26 is taken care of. I do see here now a previous charge. Got it. Pay date 10/26 for $48. So you've got two boxes of the OMAX. So you got actually two sets of two-month subscriptions.
And then for some reason, because I would never have paid $109, for some reason they sent me this
with four boxes for $109.
Gotcha.
I didn't even ask for.
Gotcha. Now, again, with this one, we can do a 50% refund. You go ahead and keep those so that way the warehouse is not accepting those products back, and that's due to health and sanitary reasons.
Okay, so you're doing a 50% refund on the $109.85?
No, the $109.85, I did a full refund on that.
Oh, full refund.
Yeah, we're back. We're finished with the first 48 one. We're finished with the 109. We're on the secondary one for the 48.
So now there's a second $48 one.
This is the one we're on now.
You're giving me a 50% discount on.
Yes, ma'am.
Instead of taking the whole thing off.
Yes, ma'am.
That's really not going to work. So right now you took off 148 charge and you took off the 109.85 charge. And that's done. But now this other one, you're only willing to give me 50% off.
Yes, ma'am.
Being
that you have already have these products.
Sure. Yeah, but since I didn't even... You know what? You can't take the whole $48 off.
Sure, let me place you on a brief hold really quickly and speak with my supervisor. And I do apologize again, Ms. Susan, for keeping having to place you on hold, but we'll get you taken care of, okay?
All right, thank you.
What's his fish oil.
Do you
want?
No.
I'm taking
that.
No.
So, anyways, they billed me. I called to cancel it.
Oh.
And they billed me $109. Then they sent me three boxes the day I canceled it. Isn't that a little fishy?
No, I don't
mind. So anyway,
All right, Miss Susan, I did go ahead and get this account fully refunded for that $48. Okay. Now those refunds will all of the refunds that you receive today will take about 3 to 5 business days to return to the account. Okay.
I really appreciate your time. Like I said, this had nothing to do with you. You just happened to answer the phone, but thank you for your courtesy.
You're very welcome. And I appreciate your patience in dealing with me on this.
Oh, no, you were fine. Do I get any kind of a reference number?
We'll be sending all of this to your email. Now the reference numbers, now the web order number. You can actually write this ID number down.
All right.
It'll be 1473690.
Okay, is this the cancellation number?
Mm-hmm. This is going to be your refund. Your cancellation is going to, once they pull that up, it's going to show everything that we did today.
Okay, because I've never given them my email. So I won't give anything in email.
Hang on, let's see what I do have on file. I don't have an email on file for you.
Yeah. So I could use this number if there's a mix.
Yes, ma'am. If you have anything going on, you can. I'm actually going to make a couple of notations on your account. If you can just hang on just a little bit before you do hang up, because in the event that you do need to call back for anything, we'll have everything notated on your account.
Okay. No. Yeah. Perfect.
And I'm almost done making notations on your account for you, okay?
I really appreciate it. I have all lights all over.
the fireplace. I washed the rugs. That's why I have the fan going.
All right, Ms. Susan, I do have everything updated on your account, okay? So if there's any problems, we do have the account fully notated.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Ms. Susan. Is there anything else that may help you with today?
No, thanks again, though.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling OMAX Health. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.